After an extended absence, Team Skagway competed at the Drama, Debate, and Forensics competition in Haines over the weekend. The trio of young thespians wowed the judges and made fast friends at the two-day event. Around 50 students from across Southeast competed in DDF events over 2 days.
Back on U.S. soil for the first time, Mr. Ed Snowden.
You better watch out.
You better not Skype.
You better log out. Yeah, you better not Skype.
The NSA is coming to town.
It's been 5 years since the Skagway School has fostered a DDF team, but this season they're back and they're competing with gusto.
I've accepted that my life will likely be over for my doing this. I'm at peace with that.
Traitor!
Savior!
Zachary Breen, Alexandra Weber, and Dominic Rotier competed in both dramatic and debate events and have been putting in long hours preparing for their comeback season. Their pieces are new and fresh, they say, and the judges took note. The Skagway crew took second place for their theater piece on the National Security Agency, which featured skits with snippets from various books and movies. But more than a chance at the DDF Winner's Circle, the program and competitions offer life lessons many times over. Here's Rotier and Breen.
Well, I, for one, hope to be a film director in the future, so I am already in the process of learning to write better. My language and literacy has improved incredibly. This opportunity has definitely improved that as well.
I write music, and I love playing music, but I got stage fright. So this has been a major opportunity for me to kind of refine those skills and start to become more comfortable with being in front of an audience.
Jonathan Baldwin is the assistant coach for Team Skagway. He says the amount of dedication that goes into preparing for a meet speaks volumes about the team's commitment to success. Leading up to the tournament, the group, along with head coach Shelby Serdick, has been practicing before and after school and on weekends. Baldwin says some of the voluntary weekend practice sessions went on for 8 hours.
We had some difficult material. I think that took a little bit of time to put together, and you know, I think that shows in us getting to finals, the material we chose and the dedication that the students had to preparing their pieces.
Before taking the stage at a competitive event, the Skagway trio meditates together. Weber and Rotier also have little porcelain charms that they carry in their pockets for luck.
His name is Ollie, and he's an orca.
And I have a little giraffe named Jorvi. He keeps me confident and he tells me that everything's going to be all right.
While there were only 3 Skagway competitors at this contest in Haines, Coach Baldwin says the numbers are growing.
The more students that join up, there's a little pressure from their peers to come along, and then they end up really having a good time and learning a lot.
The DDF program took a hiatus simply because of low student numbers in the upper grades. But with enrollment on the rise, Baldwin says he hopes the young students will see what a good opportunity DDF is and want to sign up. Down the hall at the Haines School on Saturday, a pair of young Juno actors were performing in the duet acting final.
My powers turned on, starting right now, I'll be strong.
Jasmine!
Do you mind? I'm wallowing.
Juno's Jillian Lewis and Aaron Hand performed a piece about a heartbroken woman who gets advice and comfort from her best friend. They're best friends in real life, they say, and have been working on this particular performance for a couple of months.
It's a way to get away for the weekend and forget your schoolwork and just act and have fun and meet your friends, even though they're from Haines or Ketchikan or Skagway. It's just a great time.
Yeah, and it's nice because it also does have educational side of it, like with the debate and the draw, you're getting topics that are relevant to the world today. So you also spend time learning about current issues, which you don't really get to spend a lot of time doing in school.
Haines coach Amanda Randall says the Haines and Skagway students were hugely successful at this second meet of the season. Teens from both schools picked up command performances and some top 3 awards. The monthly regional events are stepping stones to the state championships in February in Anchorage. Randall says, aside from the competitors, the Haines community pulled together for the event with 40 volunteer judges and 10 organizers. For results from the weekend event, go to khns.org.
Want that ice cream?
Yeah.
Hey, Kat.
What?
Do you ever think we'll find our good enough boys?
I sure hope so.
Me too.
Thank you.
In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.